Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Zaniah. How may I help you?
Hi. I got a phone call from you guys earlier this morning, and I was having a problem with the young lady because you guys were experiencing severe thunderstorms when I was calling. And they called me telling me that there was going to be a problem with my delivery and installation, I guess.
Okay, let's see here. I can check for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
32163. Well, let me explain. I bought this from my sister, and this is supposed to be installed in her house in Oldsmar, Florida. I'm the one that... Brother, I'm the main person on it, but her name should be on there for the delivery.
Okay. What's her zip code? Are you familiar with her zip code?
Oh, well, I'm driving right now, and I don't think I have her. Hold on a second. Let me check.
What's this?
I'm coming to a light. Hold on.
Okay.
Give me a second. Let me see. No, I don't have it.
Okay.
I could give you her phone number, and you could talk to her and set everything up with her.
Alrighty. Is her phone number on the ticket already, or is yours the one that's associated?
It should be. Yes, it should be.
Okay.
I believe, let me give it to you anyway. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Very hold on a second. Number is 813-770-7360. Her name is Cheryl Levine.
Cheryl Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E?
Yes. Yes, just like my last name. And I texted her all the information, the bill number, the SKU number, everything like that. Now, they're supposed to deliver it this Tuesday. That's what I told my sister. That's what they told me at the store. So, like I said, when I called this morning, very bad storms, and she couldn't get through on the computer. So I never really found out what was going on.
Let's see here.
And like I said, I'm driving now, so I don't have any information.
Okay.
Unless you just want to run my name and my phone number.
I am actually running your phone number right now to see if I'll be able to pull up that account. If it's not associated with yours, then I will try your sister's phone number. Just a moment here. My apologies for the hold.
No problem. That's what happened today.
Okay, I was indeed able to pull up that Home Depot ticket. Let's see here. And to confirm, her address is 3511 Old Village Way.
Yes.
Okay. It just seems as though they put your name and phone number down. Let's see here. I can go ahead and give a call to your sister to go ahead and set up the appointment. However, it is set for the 14th, and so that is indeed Tuesday.
Right.
And so she has already been successful with schedule. Let's see here. Let's just make sure.
Well, that's what I said, but they said they wanted to move it back or something like that, so... I don't understand why they called me, but, I mean, I don't know. So, you know, I paid. They're supposed to take out the old air conditioner, put in the new air conditioner, and take away the old air conditioner. Everything was paid for and, you know, everything. So, I don't know, you know?
Yes, sir. Let's see here.
And the girl asked me, yes, the outlet is within 5 feet of the window, everything like that. So, I mean, you know, that's what the girl had asked me today.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, there he is on here. Oh, yeah, so she was asking you these questions because just for liability, if they weren't answered yes or no, we wouldn't be able to complete the install and we would have had to have referred you to Home Depot. But it seems as though everything met the requirements. The only thing is,
yes,
here,
it's on the first floor. It's a walk-in. The installation is, like I said, the extent. It's less than 5 feet. The cord, you know. So.
Okay. So for what I'm
looking
like
at. But like I said, you do better with asking my sister. So I mean, you know.
That's no problem. I'm going to go ahead and set her phone number as the main number on file. And we went ahead and scheduled her for the 14th, which is actually Wednesday. So it's the day after her delivery.
Okay, well then you need to call her and let her know that.
All right, let's see here. And to confirm, her number is 813-770-7360.
Hold on, let me go back into that.
Okay.
Because I don't remember her number. I'm getting old.
It's fine. I can't remember his number to save my life.
813-770-7360.
Thank you, sir.
But I want you to know something, my dear.
Yes, sir.
I just turned 60, but I remember my phone number from when I was 8 years old. Go figure that, right?
See, you're better than me. I just turned 20, and I can't remember a thing from when I was.
You turned 20.
Yeah.
Your whole life in front of you. But you know what? See, I got to tell you, as you get older, you remember things. Like, see, I don't remember things from yesterday or a couple days ago, but I remember things from 20, 30 years ago.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. Well, I believe so. As I get up there, I remember certain things. As you get older, you have impactful things that happen to your life. So I'm pretty sure I'm guaranteed to remember that, but I'm bad with remembering phone numbers.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. I remember the night I got arrested.
You never forget moments like that, I promise you.
No, don't remember. Didn't forget that. And I also didn't forget when I got thrown out of a concert for dancing to Jimmy Buffett in Brooklyn, New York. So, anyway.
Oh, hey, those are the time
all
of your
right,
life
so
moments.
You got my sister's. Oh, absolutely. Anyway, you got my sister's number, so give her a call, and I'll call her later just to let her know it's going to be on Wednesday.
All right? Yes, sir. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you have a great day. You're so sweet. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. You too, and thank you for calling XVO. You stay safe, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.